We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Right out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
What's the matter? You guys aren't singing?
Oh, no, listen to your beautiful voice. That's a good job by you. Go ahead.
Let me say.
They'll be proud of you.
Hold me now.
That's right.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
This should buy you some
points. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now.
You got people
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Now, during the break, Buzz, you told me you were just going to maybe hit us with a line and then stop.
Yeah, I felt it. I took the whole thing.
You took the whole thing. Well, I'll tell you what.
Listen, if you guys aren't going to sing, you're going to get a little stage fright being down at Chickie's.
Yep.
Even though the regular afternoon guys do it all the time, then I got to carry the load back
here. I'm anti-Creed.
So was that Creed?
Yeah, that's Creed. I'm anti-Creed. They sing Creed every day at 5:30. I can't do it.
Yeah, I turn the stage. Creed sucks.
Well, you don't turn the station on.
I do turn the station.
No.
When they're singing that, I turn the station.
No.
I come back.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Terrible. I mean, it wasn't bad by Buzz. It's just Creed. I mean, geez.
All right, welcome back.
What is the genesis? Is Spike really into Creed?
Oh, Spike! Like Spike's a huge music smith. He's got the.
No, I know he's a huge music guy. But
he's a Creedsman. Creed? He's a Creedsman.
Creedsman? Is that a term?
Nope.
Oh,
but it is now. It's
well,
gross.
It's a thing they do. They add men onto anything that you're
like
in
I'm
favor.
Are all of them into Creedsman?
Ike has turned into a Creedsman. He sings it every day. Proud.
Spike was definitely the catalyst for it. And
Ike is definitely faking.
Well, of course, but he does a great job of it.
He's a team guy, him and Jack, along the ride with Spike, yeah.
Clearly I'm not, because I'm saying, here's the double bird, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Anyway, it's Broads, it's Marcus Hayes. We are live from Chickies
and
Pete's. And not Creed. In South Philly, there is still time to book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. And this segment is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary, choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. All right, why don't we check in with...
Creed is so bad. The movie was bad.
I can't get it out of his head. What, there's a Creed movie?
Yeah, it's called Creed.
Oh, I wouldn't watch that.
It's about Apollo Creed's kid, I think.
Oh, whoa.
Not the same Creed, yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying it infected the movie.
I thought you meant there was actually a movie on Creed.
No. It's called Creed.
No, I know
Apollo Creed's kid.
I know those
which is as bad as the group.
No, it's not.
Nothing could be as bad as a group.
Yes, absolutely. All right, speaking of greatness, let's go to Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's happening there, Mr. Bros, Marcus?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, nothing much. I know how you're feeling with this match, but listen, it's a day-to-day operation. You know, each game, each week, just be patient. They're going to get it done. They're going to win this division. And they're going to beat some people up this month coming up. So my faith is in the Phillies. I want to say to all the fans that emailed me once they got my email a couple of days ago.
Yeah, how's your inbox?
There was about 40 emails. What happened, because I don't have, I'm Yahoo, but I didn't. The Xfinity people had to turn me on with a Yahoo account. So tonight I'm going to start sending some, the guy says it's going to be working where I can send them replies back to the people because there was like 40 of them and it wasn't going through last night. But anyway, all I can say is go Phillies and go Eagles. Marcus?
I hear you.
Okay, this is what I got on the Eagles now. the secondary, the offense we got. We got the receivers. We got the tight ends. We got the players, the running back, Saquon Barkley. Now the key is the defense. Can we get these defensive guys, especially the secondary, to come up and play pump and run and bang some heads? And, you know, like the old days, 46, I'm coming in, I'm going to tackle you. So that's where I'm at. I think they could win 14 games this year. That's where I'm putting them at, 14-3. Hopefully they can make those 14 games, that 14 game of victories, and we can win this division.
That's right, Herb. That's
and
right,
move man. On and have the one number one seed.
That's right. That's what we love.
That's the key, to get the number one seed this year, and we don't have to worry about somebody beating somebody else, so we can play the NFC Championship home. So take care of business out there next Thursday. So that's pretty much all I got to say.
Nice and quick one from Herb today.
I liked Herb naming all of the football positions, being like, we got the running backs, we got the wide receivers, we got the tight ends, we got the quarter. He was just going down the list of positions that any team would need.
He's and being like,
the Eagles physically have them. That's good
he's
to know.
He's a good man and thorough.
We do love Herb. We also love leading off, Buzz.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studios. This is Leading Off, sponsored by Nissan. Nissan makes cars that thrill. Shop NissanUSA.com. Sports Radio 94 WIP. An Odyssey Sports Station.
That's right, Ranger Suarez on the bump today. Welcome in to Leading Off, which is presented by Nissan. Nissan makes cars that thrill. Phil's looking to stay red hot with the bats after the epic performance last night. Kyle Schwarber thought he was going to get a fifth, only had four. Unbelievable. Only four. Missed out on the big opportunity. All right, so this is big, though, because you want to ride a high. You want to ride the momentum. You want to prove to yourself that the Mets series was just a hiccup, and it's a bad hiccup, and it's an ugly hiccup. But you want to prove to yourself, to your team, to the fan base, that it was just a hiccup. So take care of business against a bad Braves team. Keep beating them up, and beat the snot out of them, too. You know, make it look like it did last night. And if they do that, then maybe we can walk out of here with a bit of positivity. How about that?
No, I don't know. How about you're that? Gonna call. I got a shift tomorrow.
I got one too. So maybe we can cross. Where do you want tomorrow?
I'm on at 8:30 midnight. So after the game,
you're
right?
On after. I'm on before.
So why don't you
give
me a call if they win tonight and tomorrow? Okay, uh-oh. You give me a call and tell me that you feel better about the your Mets hangover is finally dissolved.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. The player to count on is sponsored by Barlow Buick GMC in Woodbury, New Jersey. Honest pricing, dedicated service every day. I got to go Ranger. Because I think right now with this team, we're still trying to find this new identity without Zach Wheeler. And there are times where Ranger grinds and he goes six and he leaves a lot of traffic on the bases. And it's just one of those Ranger performances where he, you know, just gets out of these situations and the stat line looks good. And then there's days where he just looks ridiculously unbelievable. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the staff is, life without Wheeler. So I'm going to look at Ranger today to really set the tone. How about you?
Nick Castellanos, 3-for-7 with 6 RBIs against Elder tonight. So the numbers are in my favor. However, you know, the bad news for the Phillies fans, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber combined 0-for-8.
That's got to change at some point.
Well, you know. No, it doesn't.
You don't think so?
It doesn't have to.
It should.
But this is Castellanos should be fresh, right? Had a night off. Probably a little ticked off.
I was going to ask you that because that's how I feel he attacks this is. I think we all know he is not happy with this. But I do feel there is an edge to that where he, like, I wouldn't be shocked if he hits a homer because he's so pissed off that Rob Thomson has been doing this. I feel he gets fueled by being irritated sometimes.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. He's very, very emotional. And, you know, if you can harness that emotion and focus it and into production, that's always a positive. And you know, Rob knows these numbers because he probably wouldn't be starting against a right-hander with Kepler getting Kepler getting a homer and Bader being a better defender. Bader's out of the lineup tonight. But, you know, I think Rob believes that, you know, this is a guy Nick sees well. And this is a guy that – this is a chance for Nick to, you know, prove the world wrong, which Nick loves to do.
He does like to do that with a couple buttons undone and chest hair showing, too.
Well, you know,
I'd like the swag. I'm not going to lie. I like the swag. I try to do that if I could.
A lot of hair talk from you today.
Well, you know, listen, that's me. Starting lineups brought to you by the Fence Authority. Make your new fence as easy as 123 at fenceauthority.com. Let's take a look at our fighting fills. You got Trey Turner leading off at shortstop. Your DH, Kyle Schwarber, batting second. Bryce Harper batting in his home spot at third. Alec Bohm hitting cleanup. Brandon Marsh batting fifth. Nick Castellanos sixth. Max Kepler seventh. Bryson Stott playing second base in the eight hole. And then you got Marshawn in the ninth hole with Ranger Suarez on the mound. Your thoughts on Alec Bohm and just where we currently stand with him. He was injured, now he's back, now he's batting cleanup. I just have no idea who Alec Bohm is, and that means maybe he can be better. And to his credit, I have seen him play better, but I don't know. Like, I am very just... I don't know. Help me. What is Alec Bohm? Who is Alec Bohm? Is Alec Bohm a cleanup hitter on a team that actually has a championship mindset? What's Bohm?
Well, he's interesting because I don't know. I think he's the cleanup hitter by default because the two guys who are natural, well, the three guys who are more naturally cleanup hitters, you know, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, are better served in today's analytic model of baseball, hitting second and third as they are. And the guy that you expected to be your cleanup hitter, the guy that you signed to protect Bryce Harper, who always hits third, Nick Castellanos, hasn't, you know, he's hitting 135 points OPS, worse than what you expected of him when you signed him 4 years ago. But Alec Bohm he's got an 11-game hit streak since he's been back. He's got a hit in every game, and which is kind of interesting because his numbers haven't really moved much from what was, you know, arguably not a step back season, but maybe a disappointing season because he didn't step forward. His batting average went from 280 to 285, and his slugging percentage his OPS went from 728 to 734. So there hasn't been a lot of movement for an 11 game hitting streak, you know? So you ask what he is, he's probably that guy. He's probably a guy who's going to hit, you know, somewhere between 260 and 285 or so, but with not a whole lot of power, and play pretty good defense, which you don't, that's not what you want from a guy with a giant frame that you took third overall and put him in a corner and expected him to produce not as a third baseman but eventually as a first baseman, right? But to answer your question, at this point, that's kind of what he is, and that's kind of what he's been.
Yeah, I need more. The Atlanta Braves lineup goes as follows. You got Profar leading off, Matt Olson batting second, Ronald Acuna Jr. batting third, Ozzie Albies in the cleanup spot, who I thought was safe in the first inning, by the way, stealing home yesterday. Ozuna as their DH batting five, Michael Harris in center field. He's a hate the face for me. Sean Murphy, Alvarez, and Nick Allen.
What's a hate the face?
I just can't stand. Look, he always makes these catches against us in big moments that make me want to punch a hole in the wall.
So give me another hate the face.
When I see him, Brad Marchand.
Okay.
He's a hate the face. Yeah,
Cody Roth?
I'll go Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler's a hate the face.
Okay, but
he's a hate the face. Okay. Come on, I just can't
different
stand
dynamic
it.
Hate different dynamic.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Just can't stand it. I mean, the coconut oil and the ice cream. He bites ice cream and then spits it out because he doesn't want the calories. Come on, man.
That is like the 50th weirdest thing he does.
I know. I know. All right, this is leading off, presented by Nissan. Nissan makes cars that thrill. Coming up next, we'll get into what to watch for the injury report and so much more. It's Broads and Marcus Hayes in for the afternoon show.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.